It's a world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Got a chance for you to win tickets to see Weezer October 24th at Crypto.com Arena and also get on the standby boarding list to see him again in Toronto coming up this hour at K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. This is the last week of Lent, so I'm giving up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for the rest of this week. We have People Are Dumb on the show today. What's up with Florida? There's a guy with an axe that got beaten up. The guy with the axe lost, which is odd. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Darker Waves, which is a festival in Huntington Beach, I believe on the beach. And I believe the headliner is Morrissey. So take your chances. Smashing Pumpkins are also playing as well at that festival. Plus, we'll continue to get you to see Weezer at Crypto.com and qualify to see them again in Toronto. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Is it just me, or is this guy a little bit of a dick?
Breaking news in Palm Bay, where police say they found body parts inside two suitcases.
And investigators say even more evidence inside one of them led to an arrest.
Sure, this happened in Florida, but it's more of a People Are Dumb story coming up next on K-Rock. It is K-Rock Mile High Club, destination number 11. Chance for you to see Weezer when they play Crypto.com Arena on October 24th. And after you win those tickets, you'll also qualify to see Weezer again in Toronto. Your chance to win is coming up in about 20 minutes on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Breaking news in Palm Bay, where police say they found body parts inside two suitcases.
And investigators say even more evidence inside one of them led to an arrest.
So there's body parts inside of two suitcases. This is happening in Florida, but it's more a People Are Dumb story because the guy that packed the suitcases might be the dumbest guy alive.
19-year-old Lucas Jones, this is his booking photo for the Brevard County Jail. He's facing charges of tampering with evidence, abuse of a body, and transporting a body in an unauthorized container.
Still haven't mentioned how dumb he is yet.
The judge ordered he stay away from what's known as the compound, where officers made the gruesome discovery on Saturday.
Okay, so he has to stay away from the place he dumped bodies. Got it.
This isn't the first time Wesh 2 has told you about human remains being dumped in this nearly 3,000-acre area in southwest Palm Bay where homes were never built.
Apparently, that's the go-to spot to dispose of bodies.
Police say they're waiting for the autopsy results and an identification of the remains from the medical examiner.
All right, so they don't know how the guy was killed. They don't even know who it is. How did they catch the guy who did it then?
But investigators say Jones is associated with the man reported missing named Collie Lee Daniel. While Jones refused to talk, his girlfriend reportedly told police,
narc,
she saw Daniel either lying asleep or unconscious on Jones's bed back on March 20th. She also told investigators the next day, Jones instructed her to drive to the compound and she watched him discard two tote containers in separate locations.
All right. So the girlfriend told them almost everything about the guy who's been arrested. But still, there's something missing to this story. Why was this guy arrested if they don't know for sure who the victim is yet?
Police also say a tag reader captured the girlfriend's red Honda entering the compound. Police also say they found several bloodstains inside his residence. Again, this man is out on bond. As police say, the investigation continues.
Oh, one more thing about why he was arrested.
Palm Bay police found an Amazon box package with his Indy Atlantic address in one of those suitcases with the human remains.
The dude packed human remains in two suitcases, and in one of the suitcases, there was an Amazon package with his name and address on it. Still in the suitcase with the human remains. There was an Amazon package with his name and address in one of the suitcases. Holy shit.
Dumbass.
Weezer is playing Crypto.com 1 week before Halloween, October 24th. And we're going to give you tickets for that and qualify you to see him again in Toronto coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Amber.
Hi, Amber, you're caller 20.
No way.
Yep. You got tickets to see Weezer when they play Crypto.com Arena October 24th, and you're in the drawing to see him again in Toronto.
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin.
So today is April Fool's Day, and on our podcast, Three Force Human, with Sluggo and myself and Kat Corbett and ChatGPT. In tomorrow's episode, we talk all about the different April Fool's pranks that we played. Our favorite was the Mall of America West, because we said it was just like the biggest mall in the world in Minnesota. But it's out here. It's just off the 5 in Anaheim. You can't miss it. And there was no Mall of America West, and everybody was driving around trying to find it. And we went to other malls in the week leading up to it and interviewed Ralph as the manager of Fat Gap and also Cheeses of Nazareth. And he sort of made it sound real, like it could be funny, it could be real. And we also went and interviewed Dodgers. I think we had 2 or 3 Dodgers players. And we said, this is our plan for April 1st. And they said, we are in. So we interviewed them and they said, yeah, we're down here at the Mall of America West. Bring your kids and we'll have a great time. We'll stay here as long as we need to sign autographs. And we sent you driving around aimlessly.
Drove around the freeway thinking it was at a certain location for hours, and you guys' prank was good. And it was epic, bro. It was just, he was so angry, I couldn't stop but laugh the whole freaking time. Which is legendary, dude.
I feel like everyone hated us that day, but then got over it and thought it was funny later.
Dude, it was just the best, dude. Like, no one pulled that off as good as you guys, man. It was just... To this day, I remind my sister this day. I'm like, remember we did that shit? And she's like, yeah, I remember, fucking asshole. Anyway,
I love it. Thank you for calling.
All right, man. You guys be safe, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. It is not right how much I love that song. That is so good. Nope. 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 Gave up Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. This is the last week. Let's do this one.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
A guy with an axe walked up to a car wash.
Chaos at a car wash in Marion County. Look at this.
The picture that they're showing on TV is a one man with an axe going at what looks like car wash employees.
Tonight we're hearing from the teenager you see in this video after he took down a man with an axe. That suspect you see right here is now battered, bruised, and behind bars.
You don't hear about a guy walking down the street with an axe very often.
Watch as Leo Dantino lunges at and tackles a man who deputies say was armed with an axe.
This kid waits for him to drop the axe for a split second and then just bum rushes him, takes him down, gets his back, and chokes him out.
Pino pins the suspect down while a coworker grabs the axe.
At this point, he has been taken down, but he still has the axe in his hand.
Then video shows Pino rotate the suspect into a chokehold. Deputies showed up to find Pino, who's just 18 and recently enlisted, still on top of the suspect.
So the kid who's 18 still has the kid in a chokehold when the police get there.
He pulled the axe out from, he had it clipped onto his backpack, and I didn't realize that. He pulled it out, pointed it at me. I timed it so he lowered it. So once he lowered it, that's when I shot the takedown, and I got on top of him and I controlled the situation.
I love this dude.
It was closing time Sunday night at this car wash off State Road 200 southwest of Ocala.
All right, from the vantage of the kids who were in the car wash.
There were only a handful of employees, most of them teens, including Pino's younger brother.
I heard him yelling at my brother. I saw him look at my brother. And that's when I got I felt the adrenaline come in because I knew he wasn't going to do something good.
No, that's a solid read. The guy with the axe is not going to do something good.
Workers at the car wash say the suspect, Bryce Thayer, is not a complete stranger to them. They say he'd sit at the street corner to panhandle in recent weeks and was kicked off property earlier that day.
This is the guy on the ground now in police custody begging the police to watch the videos, whatever that means.
Watch the videos. Watch it, please.
We're going to love to.
Thayer kept running his mouth as deputies cuffed him.
Get on your knees. Get on your knees.
Can I say something?
Nope. Get on your knees.
What do?
I mean, I feel like the axe is still right there.
Deputies say Thayer was also carrying a meth pipe. His black and blue mugshot shows Pino did some damage. While Pino only has a few scrapes.
And Pino says his parents, as well as his little brother, they are very proud of him.
So, Manny, deputies were so impressed that they tried to recruit that teen.
Luanne says he got a call from them this morning asking him if he had any interest in a career in law enforcement. He says he told them, sorry, guys, but not right now, because he's already enlisted in the Army.
That's pretty goddamn impressive.
Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Now, let us get down to business.
Hey, so that stopped.
What the heck? I hate this system so much. Oh, my God. Kevin goes, hey, where'd the song go?
No, the song just left. It just started it, and it left. All right. We got the 420 catch of the day coming up, but first, three things at four, I hope.
Please.
With Megan Holliday.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, someone built a viral app that lets you slap your MacBook, and it made 5K in just 3 days. So this insane MacBook app is called Slap Mac, and it uses motion sensors to detect when you smack your laptop and instantly fires back with wild reactions like moans, punches, or whatever you want, really.
What the hell?
It has eight different voice modes with volume scales based on how hard you hit it. And here I have a little clip of someone using it.
Okay, so this is my new favorite app. It's called Slap Mac. And basically, you slap your mouth and it makes sounds. And there's different sound packs too, so you can do.
That's pretty great.
So we are just living in very bizarre times, my friend.
Yes, we are.
But that guy's going to get rich off of people just slapping their computers. So there you go. Number two, police in Dixon, Illinois say a diesel theft attempt didn't get very far after the suspects accidentally sabotaged their own getaway. Authorities say two men cut wires to access a fuel tank on government property and stole diesel fuel. But they poured it into a gasoline-powered pickup truck, which promptly stopped working. So they tried to get away in their pickup truck. It didn't work. So they tried plan B, which was escape on an ATV, which they also filled with diesel fuel. And
what
that also
hell?
Stopped working. So they did run. But deputies later arrested them and a third person that was accused of trying to hide the abandoned ATV. And all three are now facing multiple charges, including felony theft and criminal damage to government property. I got to tell you, I love a dumb thief.
That's pretty great.
I love it. Number three, a Barbie-themed festival in Fort Lauderdale is going viral after fans say they paid up to $450 expecting a life-size dream house and immersive pink paradise, but instead, they got a cardboard cutout house, a tiny roller rink area, and swag bags with things like hand sanitizer inside. Social media immediately started calling it the Barbie version of Fire Festival and comparing it to last year's infamous Willy Wonka experience that happened in Glasgow. The event was run by a licensed outside producer, not Mattel, and organizers have now promised full refunds to everyone who bought tickets. So technically it was a dream experience, but it's like the dream where you show up to the party and literally nothing is set up.
Yeah.
I'm Megan Holliday, and that was three things at four on K-Rock.
K-R-L-Q. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Weezer has a new album coming out. What is the title of it? We don't know. When is it coming out? We don't know. But they did release a song today called Shine Again. It is Weezer and is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That song is called Shine Again. It is Weezer from the new album, apparently. It's a 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Weezer is going to play Crypto.com 1 week before Halloween, October 24th.
So we're getting you tickets for that show and also getting you on the standby boarding list to see them in Toronto. And your shot to make that happen is coming up at 6 on the world famous K-Rock.
There is a concert called Darker Waves in Huntington Beach Saturday, November 14th.
And you've got Morrissey, The Pumpkins, Simple Minds, Bad Religion, Silver Sun Pickups, many more bands. And
Morrissey not included. Probably.
Your shot to win coming up at the 5 o'clock hour on K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. There's a show called Darker Waves. It's in Huntington Beach, Saturday, November 14th. So far scheduled to play Morrissey. Also, the bands that'll be there, Smashing Pumpkins, Soft Cell, Adam Ant, The Psychedelic Furs, Bad Religion, Simple Minds. There's a whole bunch of bands on this day.
Silver Sun Pickups. Yep. Yeah, there's so many good ones.
You brought in a story for Three Things at Four about a weird app.
Yes. So someone built this app. It's going viral. And you slap your MacBook and you can basically pick all kinds of different sounds. So it'll fire back sounds at you.
So you're doing something that's bad for your MacBook.
Yeah, kind of.
You're hitting it.
It can't be good to hit, to slap your computer.
No, why would you, what?
But people are
They're going crazy.
They're going crazy over it. It's called Slap Mac. So here's an example of this woman that's using it.
Okay, so this is my new favorite app. It's called Slap Mac. And,
So she chose moaning as
she
her sound.
She chose moaning.
Mm-hmm.
That is something.
And, basically, you slap your mat and it makes sounds. And there's different sound packs too. So you can do.
So you can make it get a little crazier.
What a bizarre thing to exist.
Yeah. So I was thinking a lot of people, you know, that have kinks are going to be really into
Yeah, we
this
have had
app.
This type of thing before. And we ask for weird kinks.
Yeah.
And we get runs the gamut. We get so many different calls. That's what we're looking for in the next hour to get tickets for Darker Waves, the concert we were just talking about. The number is 800-520-1067. Your weird kinks.
Yeah, you can call or text us. This is one of my most favorite phone topics, so bring it on.
We got all kinds of fetishes or anything that you're
BDSM,
interested in.
BDSM, role play, cuckolding, just whatever's weird. We want to know about it.
800-520-1067. We are taking your calls and texts on your kinks and turn-ons at 800-520-1067.
And 619 says, total foot fetish, foot smelling, socks and shoe smelling kink. Buried in girls' stinky socks.
Wow.
Wow. And for the best call, winning tickets to Darker Waves.
That's right. 800-520-1067. Taking your phone calls on kinks at 800-520-1067.
The 909 says, clothed sex. It just feels like there's an extra level of corruption in the act when she's got clothes on instead of everything being seen. Okay, whatever you like.
Corruption, woo! I love it. All right, we have tickets for Darker Waves, which is a concert on Huntington Beach, Saturday, November 14th, with Morrissey, Smashing Pumpkins, Simple Minds.
You have to say Morrissey.
Bad Religion.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you know what you're getting.
Yeah,
if you're
I know.
A Morrissey fan.
But still.
It's possible. So we're giving away a pair of tickets, but we're doing it with your kinks, because we had a story about a Mac app.
Yes, it's called the Slap Mac, and you slap it and it can make like lots of different noises, and people are choosing, you know, the moaning noises.
Yeah, it's weird.
So that led us to thinking about kinks.
Yes, so what is your kink?
Okay, so I'm a foreign celiac.
What is
my
that?
My girlfriend and I, ever since watching Clockwork Orange when I was a teenager, we like to use each other as furniture for about 10 minutes before we get down to business.
What? Okay.
Yeah, but sometimes it can get a little bit like dicey, because like if you're like in the form of a chair or something like that, you know, it can kind of hurt your back. But I do have some photos, and in order to like make her do it, I have to send her an orange emoji.
Oh my! Like a code.
I love this so much.
Yeah. Oh my God!
What different kinds of furniture are you?
So a chair, like a makeshift hammock, and like kind of a all four table kind of thing.
And you do this.
It's getting harder for me, you know, since I'm getting older.
And you do this for 10 minutes before you have sex every time?
If I'm lucky, maybe, but it's probably closer to 5 minutes now.
Is this your kink or hers or both?
It's kind of mine. I shifted it on her. You know, I made her watch Clockwork, so.
Wow.
And this really turns you on. You love this.
Yeah, I dig it. I dig it. I don't know what it is, but like I said, if I get older and I can't do it anymore, then I'll probably just put Clockwork Orange on before.
Wow. That is not a movie that I would think would be an aphrodisiac, no. But you never know.
Nope.
I love this.
All right. You rule. Thank you for calling.
All right. You rule too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
K-Rock, hello. What's your kink?
Oh. Hi, Kevin.
Hello?
Hi, Kevin. Huh?
Oh, this is so troubling.
Oh, yeah. This is not a good topic for them.
No.
So, but you know what? When we're traveling, we just call Croc and see if we can talk to you, bro.
I appreciate it, bro, but maybe not today.
No. But check it out.
Nope. Gotta go. I'm sorry. Gotta go. Love you. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, weird kinks.
Yep.
All right. So most people don't like getting hickeys, but I freaking love it.
You like getting hickeys?
Oh, wow.
Do you like the pain of it or to show people afterwards or what?
Everything about it.
Really?
Wow. So you're proud to walk around with the hickeys on your neck and stuff?
Neck, anywhere. Like, it could honestly be anywhere on my body. I don't even care.
You just like people gnawing on you.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know. Something about it. Ever since I was, like, in high school, I was like, yo, I dig this.
Fair enough. All right.
All right. Your kinks or turn-ons, 800-520-1067. It is K-Rock, your kinks at 800-520-1067.
323 said, I do cheer routines before sex.
Cheer routines.
Go team!
Love that social D so much. Born to Kill.
We got your tickets to see Weezer at Crypto and be on the standby boarding list to see them in Toronto. And your shot to win is coming up on the world famous K-Rock.
This topic is always fun.
Oh, my God. It's so wild. I love it.
Talking about kinks for the last hour and for the best call tonight.
We're going to send you to the Darker Waves Festival in Huntington Beach on November 14th with Morrissey, the Smashing Pumpkins, Bad Religion. So many bands are on this lineup.
All right. You have a kink?
Hi, I was calling for the kinks.
Yes, you have a kink. What is it?
When they spit in my mouth, like they hold my chin and they spit in my mouth.
Wow.
That's you don't get grossed out at all?
No, it's a big turn on for me, especially when they grab like my chin and just hold my face still. It's a big turn on.
Ooh.
Wow, that's gross.
I support you.
Yeah. All right, K-Rock, hello.
Hi, this is Monique.
Hi, Monique.
I am fantastic. How are you guys?
Good. Do you have a kink or a turn-on? Is that why you're calling?
So, I really, really love it. But before sex, it's like my husband, like, it's like an ice cube and puts it like, like kind of like around like,
Hold on. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You talking about ice?
Ice cube.
Like NWA Ice Cube?
That's a vibe for sure.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, weird fetishes?
Yep, weird fetish. What do you got?
Female neck sweat, specifically.
Female neck sweat?
Sweat?
Female neck sweat.
Like when they're doing chores or working out or... I guess I like hardworking women.
Ooh, I like you. Wow. I like you. So if they're working around the house or working in the backyard and you see them sweating, you get turned on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it possible for you to go to the gym?
It's been a while.
K-Rock, hello.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. Kinks or turn-ons?
No, I like to either take a girl to karaoke or meet someone there. That just absolutely sucks because I think it's so cool to someone to go have so much confidence, go out there and just, I don't know, it's kind of sexy to me.
I love this.
So it's the confidence to be bad and still go up and pull it off?
Right. In fact, my favorite go-to song is Love Shack, and I try and find some girl to go out and, and sing the Kate version part and be really bad, and you never know what happens, right?
Wow. So after they're done singing and sucking at it, you're just wanting to get the hell out of there and go home and do what needs to be done.
I just want to get to know them and say, hey, you know, let's sing our own songs.
Oh, my God, I love you. You're a romantic.
I am. I am very much so.
God bless you.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good, thank you. Your kinks.
I used to wear a trench coat to my husband's job site, make him find me, and then take me into a private room for a couple of minutes, and then leave him.
Oh, my God.
Was that your kink or his?
It became both of ours.
Both.
Oh, I love this. This is fun.
Do you ever go to any other work sites?
No.
Okay. All right. All right. Just checking. just asking.
No.
just checking. Okay. Don't we have to do the furniture?
We absolutely 1,000% have to do the furniture. So it's called a fornophiliac.
Right.
And we have him on the line.
Okay.
It's Ernie.
Ernie, hi.
Hi, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you as well. So you have fornophilia.
Yeah, I actually got in trouble too because she heard the call.
Oh.
She heard the call and then, so now what?
No, she just said, like, how could you tell him? And then I just told her, I was like, hey, I'll be your footstool tonight if I win.
Well,
I'm not sure she's offering, but we do have a prize for you, which is this festival, Darker Waves in Huntington Beach on Saturday, November 14th.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. Hopefully Morrissey shows up.
Hopefully.
That's
scheduled.
The goal.
So are Smashing Pumpkins and Simple Minds, A Bad Religion, and Adam Ant, Soft Cell, a whole lot more. So and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
These calls were all great.
So good.
Agreed.
And you're going to be a footstool tonight. Have fun, Ernie.
All right. Woo! Thank you.
Okay, wait. I'm hijacking right now.
All right.
Because today marks 1 year since the return of Kevin Ryder. So happy 1 year back, Kev.
Thank you.
Love you lots. And I know everybody else does too, so I'm just doing it. I don't care. But hey, what do we have coming up for the people?
Weezer tickets.
That's right.
6 o'clock. Good luck.
Let's do it.